Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Brother Dante Gaines, and you're listening from Baltimore, Maryland, and you're listening to Shalom Hospital Bottles with Apostle Loretta Williams. Today's discussion will be many Christians continue to suffer in their physical bodies from sickness and disease, and some have lost hope and wonder, will they ever be free from their pain and suffering? Yet there are those who believe and trust in God for their deliverance and rarely declare their healing regardless of the symptoms they afflict their bodies. They stand in defiance to anything that comes to steal, rob, and destroy them of being made whole physically and spiritually. We want to strengthen and encourage everyone to keep a positive attitude and meditate on God's word concerning your physical well-being and healing. Today, we are going to share testimonies of divine healing and physical restoration from those who have and continue to overcome sickness, disease, and afflictions through their faith in God. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 says, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, then came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, verse 6, and saying, Lord, everyone lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented, verse 7. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him, verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shalt come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Verse 9. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Verse 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Apostle Ryan Williams, also on Facebook, Google Plus, and LinkedIn. And here's our speaker for today, my second mother, my mentor, Apostle Loretta Williams.
Praise the Lord. God bless everybody on today. Thank you, son. Appreciate that. Amen. Today, we want to share testimonies of divine healing and restoration. James 5:14 says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. It's a specific reason why the Bible tells us that when we get sick, to call for the elders of the church. Another good thing that if you have a prayer partner that you can pray with, someone that not only can pray with you at church, but can pray with you on the phone or at home, someone that you can call any time and begin to intercede on your behalf, that will be willing to do spiritual battle on your behalf. We have a lot of people that we can call and talk to, but we need to have people that can pray with us. Amen. Because a lot of times when you're being attacked in your body, you don't have the strength to fight. I have personally been sick in my body since a child, and I know what it is to be in pain and crying out to God, couldn't even say anything. There were times when I couldn't even voice how I was feeling. I was in so much pain. But I thank God that I had a praying mother. I thank God I had a praying grandmother. I thank God that I had prayer partners that upheld me and prayed for me and encouraged me and strengthened me. And this is all very important. You know, many times we go to the doctor and we hear reports that are not good. And rather than taking it before God, or sharing it with someone that can encourage us, amen, we begin to speak negatively about what the doctor has said, and this causes us to lose our hope and our faith in what God's word says. Today, I want to bring to you a woman that has truly been through a lot in her life, starting as a young woman. She's going to be sharing personal testimony of how God has helped her to overcome sickness and disease in her body, as well as, amen, praise God, how the Lord revealed himself to her to help her. Many times we talk, but we don't tell people what to do. And there's other things that you can do besides pray. And the Lord will reveal to you, if you're willing to listen and follow instruction, he will reveal, he will send people to help you if you listen. But so many times we are guilty of not hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, even when he sends somebody to help us. On today, I'd like to welcome Minister Betty Zanders from Florida. God bless you, Minister Betty. You're on the line.
I bring you greetings in the name of the Lord. I just give God all the praise because he's a God that doesn't change. I thank God for his healing, his divine healing, his healing virtue. A couple of years ago, I spiritually and physically, and on this walk, I wasn't very clear of what was going on, and I had compassionate friends, and they were getting concerned about me because they know I'm a woman of God, and serve God. And I had bought my retirement home, a condo, and I was working the job. That was 2006, and I had just gotten my new job. And we started going through these changes in Florida. Our economical system was going down. And there I was with the CHI Help Ministry. And our job started downsizing. I went to two or three different jobs. And the people that was working with me with the Help Ministry, they was experienced. They was having to leave Florida. And so I thought, that's just clear. Then this entry I had in 1996 started coming, giving me problems, and I wasn't all that familiar with it. And then I started experiencing some problems with church. The enemy was just after me. Some problem with family. I said, what is going on here? And I couldn't understand it because I had never reached this level. And one of the ladies told me, you're going around, you're behind the mountain. And so I went to six doctors because my stomach was starting to bloat. I mean, I went from a size 8 to a size 14, from 104 pounds to 158 pounds. And I was saying, what is going on? And so I'm praying to God for his healing virtue. And somebody was like, you pray to God. And you serve God and you do this. I don't know what it is. You know, my friend, someone was getting a mind that Job had, family members saying, no, there's nothing wrong with her. She just want to get disability. And so here I am praying to God. And I went to six doctors and they wasn't telling me anything. I said, God, I know something is wrong. My pigmentation started turning black. The white of my eyes red. Weak and dizzy and sick and having to go to the bathroom every 15 minutes. And I hadn't slept. It was about 2 years I hadn't slept 2 hours in a night. And so I was saying, oh, God, what is this? And so I said, I kept saying, I'm not giving up. And some of my friends said, you just keep pushing. You just keep going. And you speak, I said, I'm trusting God. I don't care what is going on. I'm going to trust him. So I relocated, and I was needing to find a church home. And so I was led to this church home after Tula. So I went to church that morning, and I wasn't feeling well, and I was tired. But I listened to the Holy Spirit and went to church because I was saying, God, why? I'm praying for people, and I'm trying to help people, and here I am. I'm you know, I've lost everything, and my health is not good. I can't understand what it is. And so I went to church, and this gentleman from this missionary, or this prophet from Iowa, he came to our church, and I was sitting back there because I dozed off. I couldn't hardly sit up. And he said, ma'am, you with the green dress on, do you believe in prophecy? I said, yes. And he said, God said, there's nothing that you have done, please, and he's going to heal you. Well, I wanted the healing to tell, I believe it. I want the healing to take right now. Then God sent the prophet, said, and I said, oh, my God. He was saying, God has sent us to pray for you because God has things for you to do, and he moves your level, and the enemy is on the attack. And he said, God has sent us for to pray with you because you don't have anyone to pray with you for what you and what God wants for you. And we're going to pray for you and say, God is going to heal you. And I'm going to the doctor, and I'm telling the doctor something is wrong. They're not saying, they're saying it's not. He wanted to do experiment surgery. So I'm praying to God, God, please, if it's something natural in some way, because these doctors, they're not finding out what's wrong with me, and I'm just in so much pain. So I listen to the Spirit, And I went to the herbal shop, and while I was there, the enemy was still on attack. I got robbed in the bathroom, and I come out, and I was telling her, I said, I got robbed in the bathroom. They took my purse. And they said, are you sure you took it in there with you? So here I am. I know I got robbed. And so the police officer came, and he said, I'm going to tell you where your purse is. It's in the garbage can in the bathroom. So I went back in there, and there it was. So I go over to the herbal side of the store. It was Chamberlain. And this lady is there, and she asked me, could she help me? And I was telling her, I said, they're saying that I have tumors. And I said, and the doctors is not going to do anything. And I said, and my pigmentation is changing. I'm in so much pain. I said, I can't sleep. I'm going to the bathroom. I said, my stomach is swollen. It's sore and tender, and just, you know, and I said, I was very frightened because I started hemorrhaging. I said, I can't get them there. I said, in one sense, they tell me, I'm over 50, so I'm greedy, lazy. And because I was telling the doctor, I said, the doctor, so you saying I'm greedy, lazy, and old? He said, no, Ms. Dan, menopause, I need exercise, I need age. What else is it? So I'm sharing this with the lady in the shop, in the herbal shop. And so she tells me, she said, I have a friend who can help you with the holistic treatment, but you're going to have to pay her. And I said, I can't pay her my insurance. I said, I don't have a job. I said, I can't do it. I've been doing some recycling. I said, I'm sick. I can't do it.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I think we lost her. Amen. Praise God. And I'm hoping she'll come back on and be able to let us know. Amen. Praise God. And if what she was saying, that she was in the herbal store, and while there, the enemy got busy and she was robbed while she was in the bathroom. I'm telling you, the devil is a liar. In Jesus' mighty name. But she met someone in the herbal store that was able to help her and tell her what she needed to do. And so many times, that's what I was saying earlier, we need to have someone help us and tell us what we need to do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We need people that pray with us and for us, but we also need to know what it is that we can do to help ourselves. And this is what she met someone in the herbal store that was telling her a product that she could take holistic, not prescription meds. She was already taking medicine from the doctor. I've heard her testimony, so amen, praise God. I'm going to just continue to share with you how that she began to take these herbal products. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I believe, amen, praise God, if I remember the story correctly, as she began to change her diet as well. The lady told her she needed to change her diet, certain foods that she needed to eat, as well as taking these herbal products. And it was a gradual process. It didn't happen overnight, but in a gradual process, amen, praise God. She was completely delivered. Her skin pigmentation returned to normal. Amen, praise God. God completely restored her health. Amen, from those tumors that she had. I don't know specifically what happened with the tumors. That's something that she would have to share with us, but I do remember, and I can tell you, she's a small woman. To go from a size 8 to a size 14, 105 or 107 pounds, whatever, to 150, that's a lot. And it looks like you're pregnant, you know, but you're not, because you got these tumors in your body. And for anybody that's sick on today, anybody that's afflicted in your body, amen, I want to encourage you to stand on God's word. I want to encourage you to stand on God's word. Oh, thank you, Jesus, no matter what you're going through. All right, we're going to see if we can get her story again. Hallelujah, praise God. All right, Minister Betty, are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, I don't know how you got cut off, but I gave a portion of how you were sharing that you were in the store and you changed, the lady told you what you needed to do to change your diet. What happened, can you tell us what happened after that?
Well, after that, when I started being obedient and realizing I had asked God for help, God wasn't getting this out of the medical, I started feeling some changes. Some tumors started dissolving, going down. I went back to my doctor. He took blood tests and said, "What's going on with you? We can't even see the diabetes." And, you know, some doctors don't like herbal treatment, so I told him. And so I was going back, and this lady was helping me. But as I started healing, and there was one, I was at home, and the spirit speaking to me, saying, "Betty, pray the spirits out of your house." I said, "What spirits? Nobody come to my house." And I had moved far away from my son, 50 miles from my son, so he couldn't come and see me sick because he had lost his dad and his brother. And I said, "God, let it be me and you. I had been sick some years back, and I couldn't trust many people because, you know, when the enemy want to keep you down." So it was me and him, and so I was offended when the spirit was telling me I need to get the spirits out of my house. I said, "I don't even invite them people. I'm praying for me and praying for other sick people." And so I was praying. I said, "Give me understanding." So the spirit said, "Pray and loose them pain, loose them stomach pain, loose sickness and diseases, loose those tumors, loose them out of your beings and your presence and your home." And see, I wasn't aware that I had the power to do that. And I wasn't understanding because I'm getting offended. I know I'm trying to do as right and spiritually as I possibly can, but when I become obedient, I could feel like in my home, I could feel the space. And I went back to the store to talk to the lady, and the lady wasn't in the store. And so I talked to a couple, they said no, and I come back a third time, and they said, "We ain't never had nobody worked here look like that. I had no name like that." I said, "I've been coming here because I had cancer." And she wanted to give me the holistic treatment, telling me about the holistic treatment to help me. And they said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry. It's just the two of us. We're the only one been working at this location."
Glory to God.
God sent me an angel. That was the angel that God had sent to me. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I told the people, I went to two other locations, and I kept coming back looking. And they were looking at me like I was crazy. I said, "I know." I said, "The lady told me about, see this over here? This is the Omega 7 that she told me about my system. To moisturize it." And I said, "So," and they said, "Ma'am, I can get the manager. We can tell you we never had anybody of that description or name to work in this store." So I had to say, "Oh, bless you, God. Hallelujah." I was leaving. I said, "You know," I said, "God, you made that angel visible. You sent me help. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus." And let me tell you, I was doing good, and then Loretta And when my niece and them came down and they were over, I still was sleeping like 2 hours. I was doing better, wasn't getting up at 15, every 15 minutes. I was getting up every 2 hours going to the bathroom. But they said, come out to dinner and then you can stay. So I came out and I spent the night, and I woke up the next morning and she's on the phone there getting up her mess and stuff. And I looked at the clock, I looked at the time, and I said, I've been asleep all this time. She said, yeah, I told you, the time I had slept, 5 hours in 2.5 years. So it depends on the people and the spirit, you know, the spirit that they had there. The enemy couldn't come there. And then attack my sleep. And I was telling him, I said, this is the first time I slept 5 hours in 2.5 or 3 years. I said, I went out there with Gwendolyn was out there. I said, it was the spirit they had. I said, the enemy couldn't come in and attack me. Because the force is the power in those that I was in the presence of. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Because I was just staying at my house away from people and all, because you got to be careful because some people can't pray for you. Some people are serious. And I looked at the clock. I went to the bathroom. I couldn't believe it. I didn't get up. And I asked the pastor. She said, you just waking up? I'm just waking up. I said, what time is it? Because I'm getting up every 2 hours now. Thanks be to God, it wasn't every 15, every tomorrow. I slept 5 hours without getting up. And I was a witness, and I said, it has to be the spirit that was in there, the forces and the power within those individuals that kept those spirits from attacking me in my sleep. Because I was a little embarrassed. I didn't want to stay because I know I'd be disturbing them because I had to get up so regularly. But I could not believe it. And I blessed the Lord. And also, when I was going through this process, then my breath, they say, I think it's gone to your breath. I said, oh, no. So my girlfriend mother had went through the cancer, breast cancer. So she was telling me, Betty, you got this. Do the flaxseed. You got to do this. You got to go to the doctor. So I said, I'm tired. I just can't take no more of this. And that night, I dreamed. Because she said, Betty, you got to do it. I said, no, I just can't take no more of this. I said, because I know if I live on this side or go to the other side, I know I'm going to heaven, so I just can't take no more of this. So that night I dreamed I was on my way somewhere in Tennessee or Kentucky. And my car broke down, and me and my son was up in front of the church just praising God, and this man was speaking. And he said, we're going to fix your car. Don't worry. Come on. We're going to fix your car, but we're going to church. You got to go to church with him. And his wife looked at him, and he said, that's a woman of God. And we went to church, and I couldn't figure out why we were jumping up and down and wild ass. So when I went to church that Sunday, this man got up, and he said, the same thing the man said. He said, I'm a country boy. I'm from the hills of Kentucky. And he started praying. Because I was giving up, and he started praying, and he said, you know, when God send you, sometimes God heal us through medication, through the doctor. Sometimes it's divine healing. I didn't want to go for the breast thing. He was saying, using the parable about the man that came in. He said, God, I waited. He was fishing, and the boat, you probably heard the boat had a hole in it. And he was going down, and the cruise ship tried to rescue him. He said, no, I'm waiting on God. The fisherman patrol tried to, he's waiting on God, and they couldn't rescue him. He died, and when he got to heaven, he was back to heaven.
We have run out of time.